The reading scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5:22. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from every form of evil. Amen.
1 John chapter 1 verse 5 says, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." The light in this verse refers to love, truth, and goodness. As children of God, to approach God, we have to get out of darkness and come into light. Darkness represents untruth, evil. So just as 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from every form of evil, we have to get rid of every form of evil. To become a sanctified man without evil is the will of Father God toward us. That's the purpose of cultivating us on this earth. This message is based on Senior Pastor's message, Abstain from Every Form of Evil, which he delivered in 2001. Senior Pastor teaching is always the same. 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s, and 2010s. Cast off evil, come to Father God who is light, live, resemble our Father God who is light. You know, when we watch movies, which was played, you know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, we feel the gap, generation gap, I mean. However, when you listen to senior pastors' messages, which were delivered 30 years ago, or today, always the same. Because he is delivering the message, the word of God itself. Therefore, even though our faith grows up, he is always delivers the same message, which is deeper. We learned about evil and sin through this gospel of sanctification. We learned what Father God has told us, do's and don'ts and keeps and throwaways. We also learned his pleasing will and what Father God hates. As I visit new members, they say, "I didn't know it was sin. I didn't know heaven is divided into many different places." Some people listen to senior pastor's messages on YouTube, and she visited local sanctuary, and I met her. She said, "I've never heard that heaven was divided." If you read the Bible, you know, you can find, you know, these verses which explain about the heaven that is divided. She was surprised. Some people say they met the church who delivers the true will of God. Some people say, "I've never heard that sins are caused by, no, diseases are caused by sins." There was a senior deaconess who goes to other church, and then she got the mommy newspaper, and then she came back, and she said, "I misunderstood Dr. Gerald Lee. I heard the rumors, but I read the newspaper, and I received great grace. Now, I'm going to talk about Mammy Central Church and Dr. Gerald Lee to other people." I heard that from her. I was thankful for hearing these kind of messages. Now, many members around me told me about, you know, what they receive, I mean, the grace that they have received as they preach the gospel to people. So, they said, "I'm going to preach the gospel to many people even though the evangelization campaign is over." Some said, "You know, I preach the gospel on my way to work or on my way home. You know, you are so busy on your way to work, right?" But she said, she was like in a sense giving out the mommy newspaper, and someone approached her, and then that man said, "You know what, giving out 100 newspapers to other people and then preaching the gospel to me, you have to figure out, you know, which one is more important." So she preached the gospel and he came to our church. We've been so thankful for learning the goodwill of Father God. I was also thankful for the testimonies of those people who received blessing as they lived according to the Word of God. And there are many people around us who are thankful for being protected and for receiving blessing in the space of the shepherd. You know, through the meeting with Senior Pastor and last Lunar New Year's Day, and many people sowed in offerings and they received great blessing from Father God. And I looked at the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on and I was so happy. Well, is it really possible with this small handkerchief? I was so thankful for being in the space of the shepherd all the time. As you can see, the gospel of sanctification is the will of God. And this gospel teaches us how we can come to Father God. That is, we have to get rid of, abstain from every form of evil to come to God. So what should we do to cast off every form of evil? First of all, according to the word of truth, you have to discover your true self. People of the world do not say they are evil unless they commit sin in action. Unless their evil in their hearts are revealed outside, they don't say they are evil. However, Father God searches our hearts. Our Lord said in Matthew 12:35, the good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. Whatever in our heart comes out in action. You can find examples from King Saul. Before he was enthroned as a king, he was very humble. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 21 says, Saul replied, Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak to me in this way? He humbled himself like this. At this time, he was very humble. He was very shy. You know, when he was anointed as a king in front of people, you know, he hid himself among people. However, he didn't cast off evil from his heart. Then he became arrogant. He disobeyed the word of God. He even killed the priests of God. And he chased after David to kill him. He knew that God anointed king to make him the king of Israel. He knew that David fought for the kingdom, and for him and for his people. But Saul chased David to kill him. You may say, I'm not like him. However, think about this. Even if you are in a high position, if you don't cast off evil, then what is in your heart will eventually come out. Therefore, since you are running towards sanctification, you always have to discover your true self and work hard to get rid of every evil hidden deep in your nature. But I feel sorry that many people saying that they are not evil because they don't commit any sin. Because they don't commit sin in action. They think they are faithful. So they don't acknowledge the untruth that they have in their heart. However, if you humble yourself and reflect yourself upon the truth, then you can find the form of evil. For example, haven't you ever got jealous or envious about the people who were praised? You have to ask yourself, well, someone got praised, you know, for the fruit that, you know, he brought, then you feel uncomfortable with them. You know what, Pastor? I'm so happy when he was praised. Well, you know what you have in your mind. Well, even though he is praised like that, you know, he has, you know, this kind of shortcomings. You may feel uncomfortable. You don't feel uncomfortable because he has shortcomings. You have evil in your heart, the evil that you don't feel uncomfortable when others are praised. Since you have evil, since you have envy and jealousy in your heart, then that evil comes out and you don't feel uncomfortable when they are praised by others. You have to acknowledge it. Love does not seek its own benefit. Now, I would like to ask you whether you look for others' benefit all the time. Well, since you heard the truth, to some degree you make sacrifice and you yield. However, if others ask for more, then you have to ask whether you feel uncomfortable or you try to give some kind of advice that you shouldn't do that. Which means you don't like to give, you don't like to serve. If you think of the heart of our Lord, He always gave and gave and gave. However, you feel sorry when people do not understand, even though you served others. Why is that? Because you seek for your own benefit. But the truth tells you that you have to acknowledge others and you have to serve others unconditionally. You have to get rid of part of being praised by others, be served by others, be acknowledged by others. You like those who like you, but you feel uneasy with the people who don't like you and whom you don't like. So to change in this kind of status, you have to actually come close to those who make you feel uncomfortable, and you have to put yourself in their shoes. There was a worker who used to have many people that he don't feel uncomfortable with, but not anymore. Why? Because he repented whenever she found, you know, something uncomfortable that rises up in his heart. Now, she avoids such people. When some people that she doesn't like much approaches her, she just tries to avoid them. But she says, you know, I don't feel uncomfortable with anybody. However, she received the prayer, received God's revelation. Then Father God said, you have to get rid of the heart of avoiding people that you don't like. She didn't try to understand others' hearts. She tried to avoid them. That's what she realized. She had to look at them. She had to come close to them. She had to give, you know, gifts to them. She had to try to understand them. She had to pile up goodness upon goodness like this. She didn't do that. Don't you judge or condemn others who are not in accordance with your thought or frameworks? Don't you condemn others instead of covering their faults? It is so grave sin if you judge or condemn others. However, why don't you discover it well? Surely you judge and condemn others, and you feel uneasy. But why don't you discover it? Because you are judging and condemning others by the measure of your own truth. You do not compare yourself, or you do not, you know, judge or condemn them by the standard of the flesh. You think you judge them and condemn them by the word of truth. And you say, I judge them because I love them. However, do you truly love him and judge him and condemn him? If you truly love him, and if he's a truly precious one, can you judge him and condemn him? You would rather understand him, wait for him, and feel sorry for him. You have to look back on yourself, whether you empty yourself and listen to others with love and mercy, whether you put yourself into their shoes. You have to look back. You have to humble yourself by the standard of truth. But when you listen to the message, you think this message applies to that man or to that deaconess. I'd like to ask another question. Don't you gossip? When there is a problem, do you put blame on others instead of putting that blame on yourself? Well, when some kind of problem arises, then you have to blame yourself. But you put blame on others and you complain. You have to look back. You also have to check whether you make peace with everybody or you make discord with anybody. People were brought up in different environment. Some people are shy. Some people are very bold and active. They grew up in different family. Everybody is different from you. You have to make peace with them. Even though you say you long for spiritual things, don't you seek for the benefit of the group or mission that you belong to? Let's say you are a member of the leaders of a mission. Then in that mission, you have to seek for others' benefit, but you always seek for the group that you belong to. Well, every group, every mission, every cell, every district have their own characteristics and they have their own goal. And you have to think of the entire parish and consider their individual goals and characteristics. If you ask yourself these kind of questions, then you may be able to find something that you have in your heart. Discovering evil is not difficult. If you put down yourself, lay you down, and you may be sorry when you find your evil, but you can be thankful and you can rejoice. Yesterday I prayed for it, but still I have it. So you feel sorry. However, if you are truly humble, then I didn't get rid of it. I found what I had. So I will pray all the more and change myself tonight. We can make up your mind like this. This process is very important. Father God helps you discover this kind of stuff, what you are short of, the things that you have to get rid of. And you feel sorry for that. However, you should not stop there. You have to rejoice over it. You should be thankful for this, being able to discover them. And you have to try hard to get rid of them and get rid of them. And Father God will be pleased. Two members felt sorry after they found evil in their heart. One person got disappointed. The other person rejoiced and succeeded to change himself. It's easy to see whom Father God was pleased more with. Dear brothers and sisters, discovering yourself and acknowledging yourself is different. First, you have to discover to acknowledge yourself. Well, discover it with your mind is different from feeling it with your heart. People say, I know that this is something I did wrong, but you know what? I know that this is something I did wrong, but you know what? I don't feel that much sorry in my heart. Sometimes, I heard that kind of confession. Even though they were irritated in their hearts, if you don't acknowledge yourself, then you may say it was unavoidable. Those who humble themselves acknowledge that they were irritated. However, if you don't acknowledge yourself for others, then you say it was unavoidable. If you think that these are the mistakes on both sides, or if you think they're both to blame, then you will slow to change. No, I made mistakes, but he also made mistakes. This is like a 70-30. You cannot find yourself. You have to look at yourself. Instead of making an excuse, you have to discover that you were irritated and you had ill feelings, and that's the start of changing yourself. Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Just as he said, you always have to discover yourself, and you should be able to die. As you die daily, only the Christ should live in your heart. If you diligently die and fill your heart with the truth and spirit, then our Lord is the only one in your heart. The Holy Spirit will be able to inspire your heart and lead you according to the will and heart of Father God. Then you will know what you should say, what you should see, what you should listen. You should be able to discern. Then you can bear fruit. There should be no self-ego. There should be no knowledge, theory, or thoughts. You should be able to only say Amen in the Holy Spirit, in the truth, to the Word of God. Do you make an excuse when you are advised or when you are reproached? If you do, you cannot discover yourself. You cannot make true repentance. Instead of making an excuse, you should be able to say, Amen, that's what I did. Well, whenever you pray, you have to think about it. I make an excuse. I want to say Amen, no matter what it is. You have to pray like that. Then you will remember what you prayed for. Then you will say, Amen, I will change, I will fix myself, instead of making an excuse. 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, For we are not bold to class or compare ourselves with some of those who commend themselves. But when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding. They measure themselves by themselves, compare themselves with themselves. You may say you are better than what you used to be. You became more diligent. You became more truthful. You complain less. However, you are comparing yourself by yourself. Instead, you have to compare yourself with the fathers of faith in the Bible. You cannot discover yourself if you compare yourself by what you used to be before. The truth should be the standard. The perfect goodness should be the standard when you discover yourself. If you are in the 20% of the fourth level of faith, then you have to think about the will and heart of Father God, and compare yourself with those who are higher than you. The one who makes an excuse, repents, and doesn't commit sin, so he was forgiven. However, if he does not make true change, then it's easy to find that he still has evil in his heart. You know, I'm sorry, without making an excuse, and say Amen and acknowledge himself, then there is a chance that he can change. However, if he still makes an excuse, then even though he is forgiven, he still has evil in his heart. So instead of making an excuse, you have to feel shy. and you have to acknowledge that you had untruth in your heart, then you can easily, you know, empty yourself from your heart. I used to like flesh, so that's why I did that. When you acknowledge it and when you try to change, the Father God will help you strengthen, you can change. If you don't use your own thoughts, then you will be able to obey the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You used to use your thought, and you decide what you would do, but you don't do it anymore. When you become a child, then it is not you who decides what you're going to do. You will just obey to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Eventually, you will become one with the Lord and Father God, and you can bear fruit then. 4, you have to empty yourself every day. You have to die. You have to say amen, yes, all the time. I hope that you can discover yourself like this by doing it. Since you love yourself more than you hate evil, you easily make an excuse. Even though you complain against others, you don't say you have ill feelings. You just say, I just want to point out what he did wrong. When someone, you know, points out what you did wrong, then you justify yourself that, you know, others did that wrong. So that's why I try to, you know, point, you know, what they did wrong. I say again, you justify yourself. When you're reproached, you should acknowledge, that's right. I did that. I had evil in my heart. I'm sorry. I'm going to change it by getting rid of it. Nature of people want to make them acknowledged, praised, and loved. And they don't want to make sacrifice. They love the tributes of flesh. So, you have to know this. Humble yourself all the time and acknowledge and discover it. Since 2010, our shepherd has made sacrifice all the time. If you think of the shepherd, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2016, he has been the same all the time. When you think of senior pastor, even though when he was at the limit of man's ability, he has never given up. Our members know this. All the members of Manmin know this. That even though he is at the threshold of the last minute, at the limit of his strength, he doesn't give up. We know that. We know that he was like that when he came to church, when he delivered messages on, in the group leader seminar or pastor seminar. When I do this, I will go prayer house and I cannot sleep. It will take a long time to get my energy back. So I will control myself. He doesn't do that. He just gives up everything he got for us. If he had a little bit of flesh left in him, he would have, you know, saved some kind of energy. But he didn't do that. And he didn't make an excuse. I walk what time in the morning, and I, you know, shook hands with you, and I prayed for you, and I delivered these kind of messages this morning twice and this evening. However, he went to prayer house, and he sent a message saying that he was sorry. He only thinks about souls. He only thinks about the kingdom of God. We still have fleshly attributes left. But whenever we think of the sacrifice of the shepherd, then we can overcome them. We have to cast off every attribute of flesh as we think of the shepherd. We have to overcome our free will. Many people say, Senior Pastor, touch me. senior pastor strongly shook hands with me. So I received great blessing. I got answers. Now, as you look at him, you know that he was not the only one who shook hands strongly with senior pastor. There are other people who also say, you know, senior pastor held my hand so strongly. But everybody feels like that. They were so desperate. And when they were touched by senior pastor, they remember the touch, they remember the eye contact of senior pastor. Someone, you know, started to repent right after he touched the hand with senior pastor. He touched me, and he held me, and he prayed for me. He was touched deeply, and he started to repent all the time whenever he prays. From 2010, what has our senior pastor done for us? If you think of that, then you can keep yourself, you can control yourself, and you can overcome yourself. You have to let Father God do the job. You have to depend on God, and you have to let Him do the job for you. When you try to do it by yourself, then you cannot bear fruit. Even though your plan and your thought is good, it cannot be done as you think. Since the will and thought of Father God is different from ours, it cannot be done unless we think according to the will of Father God. Secondly, to be sanctified, we have to pray fervently. Our Lord said in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." And he also said in verses 9 to 11, "Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?" Prayer reveals the ability of Father God, and it is a sure way to receive abundant blessing from Father God. Because even the evil parents wants to give good things to their children. Our Father is good, and He wants to give only the best things to His children. That's why our Lord said, you know, ask, seek, and knock. Prayer gives you strength in the battle against enemy devil and Satan. Therefore, when you pray, the enemy devil and Satan lose their strength and they tremble in fear. So the Holy Spirit pleases, and heavenly hosts and angels are moved and they accomplish the will of Father God. As you pray fervently, the enemy devil and Satan will leave you, and Father God will give you answer to your prayer. Whenever you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, thanks to your prayer, the will of Father God will be quickly accomplished. Of course, when you are ready to obey the word of God, then you can be guided. Even though Father God wants to guide you, if you don't obey, it doesn't work. Even though Father God gives a way to receive answer, if you are not ready to obey His word, then it's useless. As you obey, the will of Father God will be quickly accomplished. Do you understand the will of Father God in everyday life through prayer as you communicate with Father God? Father God does not listen to your language or voice itself. Father God searches the heart of those who give prayer and receives the aroma of their hearts. Therefore, when you pray, you should not habitually pray. I mean, you should not repeat the words in prayer habitually. Some people repeat words by habit. You know, when you come to prayer meeting, they always give the same prayer title. See? Because the presider of the service asks you to pray for senior pastor, for the sanctuary, and world mission. Right? When you come to Daniel prayer meeting, there was a certain routine, right? So you remember what you pray for. So some people, you know, recite. They just remember what they pray. However, you shouldn't do that in your prayer. Well, you pray for senior pastor, right? In the beginning, you know, it wasn't easy to pray for like 3 or 5 minutes. However, as you come to Daniel prayer meeting and, you know, follow the lead of Mrs. Bongnam Lee, then you can pray for senior pastor like more than 10, 15 or 30 minutes. But you have to know whether you murmur same words all the time when you come to prayer, Daniel prayer meeting. Well, there was a child. And, well, I'm back from work, but I took bus 97 and went to work and got lunch and worked hard. And, you know, I got snack after lunch and I finished my work and came back home. So, you know, he reported what he did to his mother. Next day, Mom, I'm safely back home. You know, I took number 97 bus and I went to work and worked hard and got lunch. And after lunch, I got snack and worked hard and I came back home again. Let's say your son, you know, reports it all the time, like saying. However, if the son says, you know what, on my way to work, you know, I met this man. And the next day, you know, the son says, well, the weather was so good and I feel good. When you pray to Father God, with all your heart and strength, you have to pray to Father God like this. Father God searches your heart. And if you repeat the words in your prayer, then your heart is not toward God. And there is an angel who is in charge of delivering your prayer to Father God. The angel will say, Master, you have to pray. You shouldn't do that. Everything is recorded in heaven. However, since you don't pray from the depths of your heart, you cannot listen. The angel tries to knock on your heart, Master, you should not sleep during the prayer. But since you don't give prayer from the depths of your heart, you cannot listen to the angel. So the angel get away from you, 10 meters far, 20 meters far. Then it is time for Satan to work on you. Satan makes you fall asleep during the prayer. Satan gives you idle thoughts. Satan hinders you from praying. Satan searches for those who fall asleep during prayer, who have been idle thoughts. Father God searches the prayer, heart of the prayer, and accepts the aroma of the heart. Therefore, when you pray, you shouldn't pray with repeated words all the time. Father God will not accept your prayer with joy if you pray with a sense of duty. When you pray earnestly with love of Father God, with wish to become strength of the shepherd, desperate to work for Father God's kingdom, then Father God will listen to your prayer and Father God will give you answer. You have to think of the love of the Father God and think of the Lord and the shepherd, and He will accept your prayer. Then you will be given strength and answer. This prayer opens the gate of heaven and brings out answer and blessing. This kind of prayer will move the throne of God, so the enemy, devil, and Satan will tremble in fear. And amazing works that a man cannot do will be manifested. Father God created everything in this universe, and prayer can move Him. The aroma of prayer, the rewards will be different according to the levels that you reach. If you pray for an hour, every one of you here, and depending on how great your faith is, how much you resemble Father God, and what kind of aroma of heart you give out, it will be all different. Some people, the aroma will be thick. Others will be thin. When your prayer, the aroma of prayer, you know, fills up the golden censer by the throne of God, then you can receive answer. So, if you pray to receive greater blessing, I mean big blessing or great answer, then the golden censer that you have to fill up with your prayer will be big and so big. However, if you truly love Father God, and if you're so faithful, then the aroma will be thick enough to fill up the censer quite easily. That's why Father God tells you to pray fervently. By praying, you have to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, you can pull out the root of evil. So it's not difficult to cast off evil and sin. You never thought you could change your nature. You know, I have lived like this for 30 or 40 years, so I cannot change my nature. However, as you listen to this gospel of sanctification, you now realize that even original nature can be changed through your prayer. You have to fervently pray, thinking of the Word. Then if you pray earnestly, Holy Spirit will help you. As you resemble Father God, then you will empty yourself and you will think and consider other situation. If you resemble Father God, then you will humble yourself and you will consider others. To do that, you have to pray. Father God, I repeat words habitually in my prayer and I speak for my benefit. And now, please help me so that let me be able to see others' pain and let me consider others. Please help me. Let's say you pray like that. And in your life, you remember what you pray for and work hard to consider others. Then you can surely change. Let's say you want to speak in goodness, but without notice, you judge and condemn. Then you think about it and you pray. Like this, Father God, in the conversation with someone, I spoke out of evil. I should have waited and waited, but I didn't do that. I hurt her heart. Please help me to change to change me. Well, put guard on my lips. Let me think before I speak. Let me see what is good words. Please, Holy Spirit, help me. Let me remember this prayer and always put myself into other shoes. You pray like that. If you earnestly pray like that from the depths of your heart, the Holy Spirit will surely help you. Whenever you are in the same situation, He will help you understand what kind of situation you are in. A man of spirit prayed to feel of his shortcomings. He felt his limit. He knew that, you know, he got shortcomings. In the moment, he happened to, you know, spoke in harshly to others. A day passed, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days later. He thought of the shepherd, and he knew what he said, and he started to repent. He rendered his heart in repentance and prayed. He realized, instead of thinking of the heart of Father God and the shepherd, he spoke like that, and he prayed like this. Father God, I came into spirit, and I have to enter whole spirit. I know that I have shortcomings, but it cannot be done my own strength. I feel this is my limit. Please fix me. Please refine me like you've refined gold. Make me realize it. Help me to change even my nature. So let me strengthen others. Let me be thankful all the time. Let me overcome this trial. Even though he realized that 3 days later, he started to pray like this, on and on. He remembered what he did. He put it in his heart and remembered every time he prayed. Father God, I did that a month ago. Father God, I did that a couple of months ago. Please help me. Let me remember your heart and resemble it and change myself. Please help me. You should be able to pray like that. Remember what you did wrong. And pray earnestly. You have to look back yourself all the time like this. You hurt people around you, and you have to empty yourself in this kind of status and to enter spirit and Holy Spirit and pray to change yourself. Our Lord said in John 3, verses 5 and 6, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Once you listen to the word of God and understood sin, righteousness, and judgment, then, since you believe it, you will try hard to get rid of flesh and sin and accomplish righteousness. But it cannot be done on your own strength. It can be done through your prayer, and the Holy Spirit will help you. And by the grace of God, you can do it. You can change the dark heart of untruth into white heart of truth. You have to remember this. Diligently listen to the word of God and receive the help of the Holy Spirit. Then you can truly come out as the children of light. Once you realize the truth, you have to pray to put that into practice. When it cannot be done, then you have to stay overnight while praying and fast. Doing this, you have to get rid of every form of evil. Then you can become spiritual warrior that Father God can use. To make it more quickly, then you have to do goodness all the time. Let's say you hate someone. Then instead of just saying, help me to get rid of this hatred, you have to actually do goodness and works of love, which is opposite against hatred. If you truly love Father God, then it is not difficult. When you work hard, then Father God will give you strength and grace. Then you will receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and it will be easier to get rid of them. So you have to pray. Since you try to do it on your own, it is difficult. To receive the help of the Holy Spirit, you have to fervently pray by humbling yourself. I hope you can do that. To be sanctified, third, you have to make an effort to cast off sin to the point of shedding blood. If you know that something dirty stuff on your face, then you have to wash it off. Just realizing it does not make your face clean. You have to wash it with water. Otherwise, your face is still dirty. Likewise, you know what is sin through the word of God. But if you just let go of it, then it's useless. The Bible clearly warns about it. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. And Romans 2:13 says, for it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. To practice the law, you first have to listen to the law. Once you listen to the law and understand it, and you have to put it into practice, then you can call be righteous. Our Lord said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Likewise, knowing God and knowing the truth will not save you. Once you know the word of God, then you have to keep the word of God. Then you can become righteous. You can be sanctified when you abstain from every form of evil. Then you can resemble the Lord. You can resemble Father God. Then you can come close to the purpose of human cultivation of Father God. To do that, in order to help you to do that, Father God refines you. Once you have this kind of faith, you will surely resemble Father God. James 2:17 says, "Even so faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself." Faith without deeds cannot save you. You have to check whether your faith is spiritual or not. Some people have listened to the word of life for many years, but their faith stays the same. They still befriend the world. Others, even though they are slow to change, they gradually change and run toward the Spirit. While others get rid of evil right away and quickly come into Spirit. So, what category do you fall into? How much do you put truth into practice? You know, a week before I reached the semi-whole Spirit, you know, I happened to give a prayer of thanks all the time. Father God, thank you. I didn't know what was the reason of that thanksgiving, but I kept on praying. And on Sunday, I received the note. Aha, that's why I was giving that kind of prayer. Wednesday, before I received the note, in my dream, Pastor Sujin Lee appeared. Why did she appear in my dream? She touched Mrs. Bonlin Lee and me on behalf of Senior Pastor. You gotta do this and you gotta do that. You know, she does that all the time. So maybe that's why she was on my dream. And she appeared in my dream and she said, once I realize it, I put it into practice. I just obey it. She smiled as you said so, as she said so. Then I realized that even in my dream that I reached the semi-whole Spirit. So I was able to prepare thanks offerings and waited for Sunday. So I remembered what he said, what she said. I put what I realized, understood into practice. That's what she said. Well, then I realized that it was a beginning point to obey whatever it is. Because I reached the semi in Holy Spirit, the level of Holy Spirit, thanks to the grace of the Shepherd. Instead of saying that I have accomplished this much, I receive the grace to humble myself right now. So this is the beginning point. So, instead of, you know, taking time to put what I realized into practice, then I have to obey right away. I hope that you can do that too. When you listen to the word, when you realize something, when you understand something in your prayer, I hope that you can put that into practice right away. We all listen to the same message, but we grow up differently, spiritually. Why? Because the level of desperation for everyone is different. Hebrews 12:4 says, "You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin." This verse tells us what kind of heart we should have to cast off sin. We have to resist against sin to the point of shedding blood. Senior pastor said, even when he was a novice Christian, he fasted a lot to cast off whatever he discovered. As he was reading the Bible, if he thought that message applied to him, then he tried to obey, but when he couldn't do it, he fasted. We listen to this testimony every time. However, There are things that we want to get rid of, and we have to make a vowed prayer, we have to fast. Then that is a way of showing our desperation to Father God. Then He will help us. But in many chances, we say that, you know, I was stained by sin too much, and I grew up in sin too many years. We make an excuse like that. We have to make up our mind. We have to pray more and fast more to get rid of them. We always have to look back how much we put into practice whatever we discovered and learned. And whenever we found ourselves following the old habit, then we have to fast and pray. We have to fix every action, every thought, and everything. We have to hate evil, remembering the result of doing that evil in the past. And we have to do it out of love for Father God. We have to do that to resemble our Father God. If you truly love someone, then you will get rid of something that he hates. Even though you treasured it, if the one you love does not like it, then you will get rid of it. The same applies to your faith. If you truly love Father God, then you will surely throw away Father God hates. The desperation of the senior pastor came out from his love for Father God. Since he loves Father God so much, he wanted to do according to the will of Father God. To please him, he lived his life according to his will. For the last 42 years, he has been like that. When he was a deacon, when he was a pastor, when he was the founder of this church, he always thought of things from the perspective of God. I told you before, you know, I examined the senior pastor a lot. I looked at him when he was eating, when he was washing his face. I looked at him, and he looked back on me, and he said, "If I can wash my sin with this water, how good would it be?" When I looked at him while he was shaving, he said, "If I can get rid of evil in my heart with this razor, it would be so good." Even though he was a deacon at that time, you know, he was saying like that. Since he wanted to resemble Father God too much like that, he always tried to think from the perspective of God. Every moment, every time, he thinks to himself that it is something that Father God hates or likes. I hope that, of course, you do that, and you try hard to do that. But I would like to ask you whether you do it all the time, every moment, instead of doing it like twice a day or ten times a day. I want you to think of what Father God likes every moment in your life. Once you understand the will of God, then you have to see what you are not practicing according to His will. If you humble yourself like this, then you can easily discover yourself. Once you discover yourself, since you love Father God, you can change yourself desperately. Everybody has a heart to follow old habit. That's the flesh. However, you have to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, and you have to give and give and give. To do that, you have to win. You have to overcome yourself. When you discover yourself, you should not compare yourself by yourself. You have to discover yourself by the truth. You always have to remember what you learned and put that into practice actively. For example, the one who used to be lazy should not say, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not late as I used to be. Instead, you have to come early in the morning. But you say, you got late to work like 20 days a month, then you changed yourself and you are now late in 10 days a month. You say, you know, I used to be late like 20 days a month, but I don't do it. I do it only like 10 days a month. Instead of saying that, you have to work even harder not to be late, not to be late at all. Those who are lazy do not organize things around them. Now, one day, he got up early and organized them. Then he say, I changed a lot. You have to remember everything when you're lazy. And you have to change everything. And now you have to make a habit of putting something that was actually, that should be, you know, located originally. You have to compare yourself with not old self, but with the one who is very diligent. Instead of saying that, you know, I complain less. Instead of saying that, let's say you complained, you know, 10 times a day, but now you complain 5 times a day. Then you should not, you know, boast of, you know, less complaining. You have to work harder to not to complain, and instead, you know, you try hard to speak in goodness. But many people don't realize that they are complaining, even though they are complaining. So you have to be always nervous about yourself, and you have to discover yourself. And you should be ashamed whenever you complain. Whenever you have chance to speak, you should be able to say thank you, thank you. Habitual. I mean, you know, consciously you have to change yourself. Self-discovery is not the end. That's the beginning. Once you discover what is wrong with you, then you have to remember it, pray for it, and change it all the time. You have to remember when you wake up, when you remember it in your daily life, when you remember it as you walk along, when you have to remember it as you pray. You know, since, you know, I had a, you know, problem with my face, as you know already, that whenever I look at the mirrors, I was able to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I gave thanks for 2 months. And Father, and Senior Pastor was so curious. And Father God said, and I have to feel love, my goodness and virtue. And whenever I look at my mirror, whenever I got, you know, stuff in the shoulder, whenever, you know, I don't feel easy in the morning, whenever, you know, I did that, I did this, I did that, you know, I was able to give thanks, and I pray to Father God. Father God, I want to consider others all the time. And Father God said, I did that to you to help you remember what you should change. And thanks to my face like this, you know, I could remember it all the time. And I always remembered, you know, whenever I spoke. Let's say once you discover what you are short of, then you have to remember it all the time and look back on yourself until you fix it. There was a mother. When she wakes up her children, you know, it's hard to wake up your children, right? Every morning. So she cried in a prayer, Father, you know, I complained, you know, I got angry when I woke up my children. But the next day when she wakes up, you know, her children, you know, he complained and he got angry. Since she prayed last night, she has to remember when she wakes up her children. She should approach her children, you know, when the children resist to wake up, But really? But you have to wake up. She has to speak gently and softly and come up with different kind of methods. There was a lady, and she said, you know, I get angry whenever, you know, I wake up my children. And one day, she suppressed her anger when she was waking up her children. Now, she was like 55% at the third level of faith. And she said, you know, once I, you know, get rid of this anger, then I can, you know, stand on the rock. One day, she came to me, and she said, I got no anger in my heart whenever I woke up my children. Now she got note, and she was standing on the rock. Of course, you know, she prayed. When she prayed, she remembered what she prayed for. And she remembered that, you know, she would get angry when, and then she would feel sorry when she got angry. She remembered that. And she was able to thank. She was able to give thanks. She was able to overcome. So she practiced again and again. When she sat down, when she walked, when she got on a bus, she remembered it, and she was able to change. You have to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit when you cannot do it. If you discover yourself that you are speaking negative words all the time, then until you speak the words of thanks all the time, then you have to remember it all the time and ask for help from the Holy Spirit. If you used to seek for your own benefit, then you always have to remember to seek for others' benefit. You have to change the way of thinking. Well, I'm not going to seek for my benefit. I will seek for others' benefit. However, you forgot an important moment. However, if you want to change yourself, like if you want to self truly, then you have to remember that in very important minute. You have to be able to do it from the depths of your heart. You know, you say you work hard to change yourself. But if it is not from the depths of your heart, then you will forget when it is very important. But if you truly make up your mind and remember all the time, then you should be able to do it from the in the very important moment. To do that, you have to do it not just once or twice, but all the time. The nature of flesh will drive you to the old self. You want to be praised, you want to be acknowledged, you want to get rest. However, whenever you think about this, you have to think of the love of Father God and change your nature into the nature of spirit. You have to give and give and give again. You have to seek for others' benefit. And even though you are accused wrongfully, you have to give, you have to speak words that can encourage others. You have to think about the goodness of Father God, think about the goodness of the Lord and the Shepherd, and remembering that goodness, you have to change your action into goodness. You have to put yourself into the life of the forefathers of faith and change yourself. What you learn and realize, you have to remember and put that into practice. As you do this, you can naturally do that. Someone used to complain all the time. He didn't change. But one day, she learned that she cannot do that anymore. So, he stopped while he was complaining. Now, he did that on and off. Then he said, now I'm suppressing it like this. I don't complain that much. But he didn't get the note. Pastor, I changed. I know I changed. But I got a vision when he said that. This much, you know, Father God wanted him to reach. But you know what? He reached this low. Then, you know, when he complained, he went back and he drifted away. Since he stopped complaining, he had to look back on himself And he has to practice more to speak not the complaining words, but words of goodness. But he just stopped and he looked back. And he was just pleased by himself in the stopping there. Later on, he realized it, and he, you know, was able to make an ongoing effort like that. You have to pray for others more, and you have to provide what they need. You have to able to sacrifice yourself to seek for others' benefit. As you do so, gradually, hatred will leave from your heart, and you will have spiritual love in your heart. Let me conclude this message. Until when we have to resemble our Father God? I ask this kind of question to people. They say, well, it will be over once I stand on the rock. Once I enter spirit, it will be over. Whole spirit? No. We have to do it until the Lord comes back to call our name. That's right. Do you think it's too long? Too far? Do you think you will have a chance to move your dwelling place in heaven? Now you go to heaven. Now your dwelling place is in the second heavenly kingdom. But what if you are given a year? You saw heaven, beautiful mansion, beautiful flowers. If you are given another year, then you will work so hard, pile up words and pray and do everything Father God is pleased with. But once you go to heaven, that's it. When you go to heaven, you will see beautiful angels. Just as Senior Pastor said, you will see different dwelling places in heaven. However, once it's decided, it is set, and your dwelling place cannot change. You see the beauty of heaven with your eyes, but there is no chance that you can change your dwelling place. You will live there forever. The moment you pass away, that's the moment you pile up your reward. I've been a pastor for 20 years. I have seen so many people who passed away. And they were curious about what dwelling place they will go. I wanted to go to New Jerusalem. They leave words like that as they pass away. However, they are given dwelling place as much as they worked hard on this earth. Therefore, discover yourself, self-discovery, prayers with tears, and practicing what you learn, so important. You have to keep discovering yourself and praying. Even though you stand on the rock or enter spirit and Holy Spirit, you should not stop. To know the heart of Father God a little bit more, to resemble Him a little bit more, you should not stop. But discover yourself and empty yourself and go on. Before the special prayer meeting, Senior Pastor prayed for us so that we would get rid of changing of mind. So we prayed. And he prayed, Father God, let our members pray to get rid of changing of mind. So we remember that and pray hard to get rid of the changing of mind. Now 6 weeks passed, 7 weeks passed. That you should be able to pray even more desperately to get rid of changing of mind. However, once the special prayer time was gone, how did you pray? You have to look back on yourself. Do you pray even more desperately after the spiritual prayer meeting was over? Or were you got lazy? That prayer, that effort should not stop. It should go on. Love for Father God and love for souls of our shepherd has never changed. It was constant. He worked so hard to know the heart of Father God, and he lived according to the will of Father God. He never wanted to take a rest. Chances are that you may respect someone, but when you are close to him, you may get disappointed. But thankfully, our shepherd is not like that. People who are near to senior pastor always confess they are amazed at senior pastor who thinks about our Father God and souls all the time. I can, since I pay the price of justice by 99%, our members can easily stand on the rock and enter spirit and all spirit. He always remembers that. And he prays so that, you know, our members, church members, would receive blessing from Father God. We should be able to do that without stopping, just as our senior pastor has done. Whenever we got time, we have to pray. Father, our shepherd is praying for me like this without taking a rest. I can do it. Please help me. We have to keep on praying like that and practicing. Since we receive this kind of love, we should not stop discovering ourselves in prayer. Father God wants every one of us to come to New Jerusalem. However, not anybody can go to New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is surrounded by His original light. Not anybody can enter New Jerusalem where the throne of Father God is located. Only those who are spotless and sinless, like our Lord and Father, can enter. I was so thrilled when I knew that I got semi Holy Spirit, and I wrote a letter. Father, I desperately wanted to go to New Jerusalem. Well, I've never lost that hope since I was a middle school student. I wish I could go to New Jerusalem along with those I loved. But now confession is changed. Father, I want to resemble the heart of Father God. I want to resemble the heart of the Lord and the Shepherd. Before, I did my best out of my strength, but now I'm changed. I want to resemble the heart of Father God as I do my duty. We cast off every form of evil because we love our Father God so much. We pray so hard out of love for Father God. Then we can go to New Jerusalem. Until then, we should not stop. The glory cannot be explained with words once we go to New Jerusalem. Therefore, what Father God wants is not formality. What Father God wants is righteousness, virtue, and faith, spiritual faithfulness, resisting against sin to the point of shedding blood. And Father God taught us how to do that. So what should we do? Just as Apostle Paul confessed, I die daily. Until you die completely, you have to submit yourself and obey the word of God. And let the truth work in you all the time. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may remember what you heard tonight and fight the good fight and be the partakers of the nature of God and become strength to the shepherd and enter the glory of Father God. Let's think of the message and pray together.
이 말씀을 통해서 저희들이 얼마나 말씀을 통해 자신을 발견하고 깨달았는지 돌아보게 해주시고 그 깨달은 것을 불같이 기도하며 행할 수 있는 삶이 되기를 원합니다. 우리는 아버지를 사랑하기에 목사님을 사랑하기에 더 그 죄를 버리는 것이 기쁘고 행복하고 감사합니다. 아버지를 닮아가는 이 시간들이 너무나 감사하고 행복합니다. 더 변화와 생명으로 아버지 원하시고 기뻐하시는 아름다운 마음과 모습으로 달려갈 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께 해주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart.
마음의 소원을 위해 믿음으로 기도를 받으시기 바랍니다.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites on the internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away, may the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. And the servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.